You like going solo, or you want some company up there?
Man, you know, it's what it is. It's what it is. How's everybody? Good. You guys all right? I know, right? Can't see.
Ready to roll?
Kevin, Paul said that you told him you were going to retire late in the season. He said, he figured out when you say yes, it means no. When you say no, it means yes. But the bottom line is, how much did you think about retirement, or what made you decide not to retire?
I don't know what Paul got there from. I never used the word retire. I did give it some real thought. I thought this with free agency coming up, I didn't want to obviously think about another team or nothing like that. You know, my retirement obviously been a personal decision based on family or whatever reasons I had. But and my number one reason coming back obviously was Doc. You know, Doc being here is huge. You know, I enjoy playing for him. The guys, the city, you know, the fans here are by far the best fans that I've ever been a part of. And all that, you know, stuck with me, man, along with the family motivation and other things of that such. And then still being able to, you know, you want to be in a position to where you can still contribute, you can still give something. I don't know how Danny talked me in 3 years. But I'm enjoying my journey here. I can't, you know, I know it sounds lame and kind of cheesy, but, you know, coming in here, preparing, doing what I love, all those put together is why I'm here.
Kevin, generally players will slow down as they get older.
All right.
But as you've moved away from your surgery, you've gotten even, it seems like the last couple of years, perhaps got even better, maybe to do things better than you were a couple of years ago. Did that have an impact, the fact that you were still, there, you were still Kevin Garnett, you could still be Kevin Garnett?
Whatever that means.
he's
a hard-working player. You know, I've never, ever liked to gauge myself from a talent standpoint. I just think of myself as a person who works really hard on his craft. I take what I do very serious. I don't play around with it. I don't, you call it cruise. You know, it's all out or nothing. You know, obviously I was hurt. I had surgery and I had some years to where it wasn't so pretty. But I've been working to get myself back into the shape in which I want as best as I can, or as best as Father Tom would let me. And that's where I'm at, man. I'm the same old guy. I watch film. I do the same old things I've been doing since I've been in the league. And I think just because I was getting all the people were looking for the drop off for you guys or whatever. And what you got to know is that I'm motivated and I work really hard. And you put those two together, things come out. So I don't know if that answers your question or if you say I'm lame or whatever, but that's the truth.
Kevin, did that? You just talked about your motivation and people watch you play and watch your passion and your intensity.
Right.
When athletes retire, a lot of times they'll say, you know, I was kind of questioning whether or not I still wanted to continue to do what I do and give everything I have. Did that ever come across your mind?
Never. I feel like if you're going to commit to something, then you commit 100%, not partially. And that's, you know, I've always been that type of person.
Kevin, Danny Ainge earlier talked about Rondo emerging as a leader, and when I talked about him, what he did this summer to better himself as a leader of his team and also as a player, can he still have sort of a breakout year? Someone's obviously very established already, but he's still ascend to a new level as a player.
You're talking so fast, I don't even know what you asked.
As for Rondo,
slow down. It's okay. Relax. Go ahead. As Rondo having a breakout season.
Yeah, and then also Danny said he emerged as a leader as well. He talked about both of those around him.
I think you see a bit of changing of the guard with Rondo becoming a leader. I think it's something that he's earned. He and Pete, obviously, are our captains. I think he's wants to be that. You know, anything, man, when you're a young, you know, a young player coming to this league, you want to establish yourself. I think he's a leader, just didn't know how to. And I think, the three that was here, we were able to teach him parts of it. Obviously, he's going to lead the way he feels, and he's going to do what's best for, you know, the group and the team and the guys. But I just think Rondo knew how to lead. I think leaning on the veterans here, sort of taking and gathering, you know, kind of direction of, you know, how to do that and break out. I don't want to say breakout, but a continuation of what he's been doing. You know, every year he's gotten better and better, and this year should be no different from that. You know, looking forward to watching Rondo, you know, not only blossom, but leaders. It's a good year.
Kevin, you've had a number of teammates through the years who have left, changed teams, trained, whatever, what have you. How different is it with Ray no longer being a part of the team, considering all the things you guys have been through as a family, on the court, off the court, and just all that?
When a guy makes a decision based on him and his family, you can't ever get upset with that. My personal feelings, I won't put into it. Only thing I say is I wish Ray the best, and that's where I say.
Is it tougher, though, Kevin, to keep the personal feelings out of it when you have been through the battles?
Absolutely.
Have you had a chance to talk to him since he made his decision?
I have not. I don't have Ray's number anymore, so I'm not trying to communicate. Just being honest with everybody, it's not that, you know, I don't wish him less than or whatever. It's just what it is.
Kevin, just as a follow-up to that, why don't you want to communicate? I choose not to.
That's a choice I personally made. You know, I've told you, I'm very close to Ray. I know his family. I wish nothing but the best for him and his family. I just made the choice in the moment. That's all.
What do you tell your teammates who have played with him in the past just about moving on for the season, moving on with the guys that you do have now?
And that's really what it is. I'm focusing on JT, Courtney Lee, the new guys that are here. Just like at one point, you know, when I first got here in 07, focused on, you know, obviously there. I wasn't going to come in here and answer a bunch of Ray Allen questions. I was going to obviously answer one time and then focus on what's right here in this gym and, you know, what's present. And that's what I meant.
Kevin, you're one for bonding and for bringing the team together. What will the trip to Europe do? What did it do in 08? If you remember that, how did that help the team in that year? How can it do it now?
The Europe trip socially just made us interact with each other. You go around seeing the new cities with, you know, new guys and just new and you're getting restaurants and, you know, you're social, you know, you're out, you're doing whatever it is, but you're doing it as a group. You know, a little bit of bonding happens, you know, you find out tendencies, you see what a guy can take versus what he can't. It's kind of weird because I'm simply thinking about your question, I'm thinking about wrong. A lot of parallels here to obviously 07, 08 with the depth of the team. I see a lot of parallels with 07, 08 versus this year. So I'm just wondering if we can combine and come together and give each other to each other for the betterment of this whole growth. Obviously, we worked there, and we'll see if we work there.
Last question, Steve.
People take losses personally, some more than others. Simple question, how bad do you want a shot at Miami?
You know what? I heard somebody just gave me a quote, something that Doc said. You know, personally, man, it's not just the Heat, but, you know, everybody. You know, the goal here is to win it, man. And whoever's in the way of that is in the way. It's not Miami, it's just not whoever. That's the whole league. I'm obviously didn't put it. They're the champions. They're defending champions. I respect that. But I'm on that road to the goal. Who's ever in your way is in your way. It's not just one particular team.
Thank you, Kevin.